So it is said, so Bhogalayam iti matva yajjivati. One who lives with considering that as a Bhogalaya, such an individual, Bhogabhavat, Bhoktrubhavat, Bhadyate, Devam Jnatva Muchyate. That having known, understood the nature of the Lord, Muchyate Sarvapashaihi. The world is a duality. Constant duality is there. Aksharam tada ksharam. And samyuktam eva idam vishvam. The world is a combination of incompatible things. Day and night, joys and sorrow, perishing and imperishable, jada and chaitanya, Ishwara and jiva, manifest and manifest. It is very interesting that the whole world is a magic, as though what cannot be there, but it is definitely there. What is impossible to be together, they are together. That is why samyuktam etat aksharam 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 cha vyakta avyaktam. The one who is Bharate, Bharate means one who supports, is alone Isha. That's why in Sanskrit, the husband is called Bharta. You know that? In Sanskrit, in Malayalam also, the husband is called Bharta. Because Bharam Dharati, iti Bharta. One who is bearing the burden of the house. And wife is called Bharya. Seriously, Bharya means one who's giving the bhara to him. Bharya means one who is being carried. I'm not joking. Bhagavan also, Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Is it not? Upadrishtanumanta cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatma iti api yuktaha Lokesmin Purusha Dehesmin Purushapparaha. This Purushaha, the one is one who is Bharta. Here also Bharate, Vishwam Bharate. This whole world is being supported by one. But it is only one only. That is an interesting point. So, what we should understand is that that one, when we come to know, then alone there is liberation. There is ek hi Paramatma hai, wohi sabka bharta hai. Everything is born, supported by, not Bengan ka bharta, Vishwa bharta. Vishwam Bibharti, one who supports the entire one. So here, next verse. Yag Yagyodvava Javaishanishavajva. This is a very interesting compound. Yagyodvava Eka bhoktru bhokyartha yukta anantaschatma vishvarupo hyakarta trayam yada vindade brahma medat Yagyo dvavaja vishanishavaja keka bhoktru bhokyartha yukta anantaschatma vishvarupo hyakarta trayam yada vindade brahma medat. Jnaha means one who knows, janati. Ajnaha means one who na janati, doesn't know. So, one who knows and one who does not know. One who knows is Ishwarah, the Lord. One who does not know is Jiva. Nya Agnyao. That means Ishwara Jivayo. Jiva Ishwarao. These two, that's why I say Dwau. Two. Dwau Ajau. Ajau means both are unborn. Jiva is also unborn, really speaking. Body dies, mind doesn't. The subtle body never dies. Our body constantly changes, dies. And identified with the body, we also think that we are old. It's interesting. Let us say you are 70 years old. I told you that, no? Did I not tell you? Okay, I didn't tell you. If you are 70 years old and you are feeling that I am 70 years old, I am senile, I can't remember anything, I can't walk properly, this. Let us say I give you a 25-year-old body. Then what will happen to you? Suddenly you feel so young. I want to marry again. Now you see, the mind never gets old. It feels old due to identification. When it identifies with the physical body which is old, it feels old. The same mind, when it gets a 25-year-old body, it again changes everything. Whole priority would change. Everything changes. If you are in the environment of people who are constantly talking about old age, this and that, and all, then you feel that. You know, then you go to a place where everything is so exciting and you go to cruise and then everything is so good. Let me also wear this swimming dress and then jump into the water. So why is that? So the mind of ours never get old. It never gets old. It is this mind which is taking birth again and again. This sukshma sharira is that which again and again takes birth. So whenever it gets a new body, it starts from there. That's why it is said in Gita also. Kaumaram yavanam jara tada dehantara praptihi. This body, it has got stages. Kaumaram, young, yovanam, vanam, youth, jara, old age. Then teta dehantara prapti. So this mind, which is otherwise generally known as the sukshma sharira, never gets old. So both are ajau. Ajaha, dwau. Both of them are what? Ishwara hai bhi ajaha. Jiva hai bhi ajaha. Ishwara remains constant. Jiva goes manifest and manifest. Manifest and manifest. Even in our own mind, our own life, you know, we go through waking dream and deep sleep, but there is consciousness which never goes through any change. That changeless is ajaha. Temporary change that is taking place in Jiva, that is also originally ajaha. So, jnya agnyau, dvau, ajau, jiva isha, jiva anishau, ajau, isha and anishau. Isha, the Lord, anisha means one who is not the Lord. And who is making these two come together? For making that whole world possible, aja, aja is who? Eka, maya, avyakta namni, paramesha shaktihi maya. How both of them, one is Ishaha, another is Anishaha, both are unborn. One knows, one doesn't know. Eka bhoktru bhogyartha yukta. That maya is the one which brings about bhoktru and bhogya. Bhoktru means the individual enjoyer. Bhogya means the enjoyment. Yukta brings one together, without which no experience is possible. Because of the interruption of the maya, which is coming in the form of combining or bringing together the bhokta, the jiva, into the bhogya, the world, we forget the one, which is Ishwara. Maya's wheeling power. So if we come to know Bhokta Abhi Ishwaraha, Bhogya Abhi Ishwara Srishtihi Eva, then Maya has no place there. That's why Ramana Maharshi says beautifully, Sarvair Nidanam Jagadohamascha Vachya Prabhu Kaschitapara Shaktihi Chitretra Lokyam Cha Vilokita Cha Pata Prakasho Pyabhavat Sayekaha Sadarshanam. Beautifully say, Sarveir Nidanam. The one which is the support of all. Jagataha Ahamascha Ekaha. Of me as well as the world. Sarveir Nidanam Jagato Hamascha. And who is he? Vachya, very well proclaimed. Prabhu, the Lord. Kaschitapara Shakti, one who has extraordinary power, Maya. And he gives the example. Chitretra Lokyam cha Vilokita cha. When you have a beautiful picture or a painting, there is a canvas. In the canvas, there is a painting. And the painting cannot be seen without the eyes. Eyes cannot see the painting, even though painting is without the light. So, atra chitre, in this very world, which is like a picture, lokyam, the picture, vilokita, the seer, pataha, the picture itself, prakashaha, that which illumines the picture, abhavat ekah. Ek hi hai. Jo dekhta hai, dekhta hai, one who sees. So, and what is being seen, and how he is able to see with the light or with the eyes and the canvas on which the picture is. Eki hai. Chitretra lokyam cha vilokita cha pata prakashaha api abhavat sa eka. Such a beautiful thought there. So that's why he said, Bhoktru bhogya artha yukta hi eka maya. And therefore, when we come to know that anantascha atma vishwarupo hi akarta, vishwarupaha ananta atma akarta, non-doer. See, one, we should understand what is this akarta means. Let us say that I am eating with a spoon. I am eating my food with a spoon. Now, when I am doing the action of eating, is the spoon karta, doer? Yes or no?
No.
The spoon is not the doer. Though the action is taking place only with the help of the spoon. Without the spoon, the food would not be taken into my mouth. So, even though the spoon is also engaged in that action cannot be, the actor cannot be the spoon. Clear?
Yes.
Okay. My hand, is that the karta? My hand is only making that happen, no? What are you saying? My hand is the karta?
No.
Kar hai, to karta hai. So, kara nahi karta. Right? Then, if that is the case, my mind is the karta. Is it the mind because of which only the hand is able to pick up the food through the spoon and bring it to the mouth? Yes or no? How many of you are saying no? Mana eva karta. This mind is the karta here. No, visibly you don't see it. You see the spoon, you see the hand, but you don't see the mind. जो जो नहीं देख सकते हो वही करता है, जो आप देखते हो ये करता नहीं है। वॉट यू आर सीइंग इज नॉट द कर्ता, वॉट यू डोंट सी बट यू नो दैट इज द कर्ता, दैट इज द डूअर। ओके, सो आई एट द फूड, ऑल राइट, देन आई गो एंड डू माई वर्क, वॉट एवर आई एम डूइंग। नाउ डाइजेशन इज गोइंग ऑन इन माई बॉडी, कौन है कर्ता? नॉट द माइंड, माइंड इज डूइंग समथिंग एल्स, माई बॉडी इज माई, आई एम फिजिकली एंगेज इन समथिंग एल्स, आई मे बी रीडिंग अ बुक, आई एम वॉकिंग, और आई एम वॉचिंग ए टीवी, और आई मे बी स्लीपिंग। तो कार्य कर्म हो रहा है, उसका उस कर्म को कौन करता है? प्रकृति एव करता, प्रकृति, प्रकृति क्रियमाणानि कर्माणि अहंकार विमूढात्मा कर्ता हम इति मन्यते। सो जिसके पास वो अभिमान है मैं कर रहा हूं वो ही करता है। नाउ यू सी व्हेन वी अंडरस्टैंड हु रियली इज द कर्ता, प्रकृति एव, दैट्स व्हाई ही सेड एका भोक्तृ भोग्यार्थ युक्ता अजा माया। सो दी जीवा इज ऑल्सो नॉट अ कर्ता रियली स्पीकिंग, बट वेन ही आइडेंटिफाइज विद द एक्शन ऑफ डूइंग देन ही बिकम्स द स्लेव टू दैट एक्शन। वेर एज द ब्रह्मन द कॉन्शियसनेस इन हूज प्रेजेंस द प्रकृति इज एबल टू डू द एक्शन, ही इज अकर्ता ओनली ऑलवेज। अनंतश्च आत्मा विश्व रूप ही अकर्ता, नॉट द डूअर। इन इफ वी आर आइडेंटिफाइड विद द प्रकृति वी बिकम कर्ता, व्हेन वी डोंट आइडेंटिफाई विद द प्रकृति वी बिकम अकर्ता। यू आर ब्रीथिंग, आर यू डूइंग इट? सो यू नो यू आर नॉट डूइंग इट, व्हाई? इवन दो द एक्शन इज नॉट टेकिंग प्लेस समवेयर आउटसाइड, इन यू ऑल द टाइम you don't identify with that, therefore you are not the karta of that action. And so many things are going on in our body which we don't identify with, otherwise we can never, not even a moment will be able to remain quiet, because wo mein wo digestion karna hai, wo blood circulation karna hai, wo the cellular has to be changed, and then this has to be done, and then the food jalebi is going down there, it should go, that's right. Kya kya ho raha hai andar? Why do you choose not to identify? It's happening. So in the same way, we can understand everything is happening. Prakriti is doing it. That is what is going on. Indriyani indriyarte swatante idi madhva na sajjate. Naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tattvavit. मैं कुछ नहीं कर रहा हूं, सब हो रहा है। सी व्हाई डू वी थिंक वी आर द कर्ता? बिकॉज वी वांट समथिंग आउट ऑफ इट, एंड दैट ओनरशिप आई वांट टू हैव। मैंने किया इसलिए मैं भी, मैं ही भोग किया, यू नो, भोगता हूं। आई डू इट एंड देयरफॉर द क्रेडिट शुड बी माइन। When something is happening wrong, will you take? I am the wrong. I have nothing to do with it. Immediately we just said, I have nothing to do. Is it not true? In the sleep, you kicked your husband, let us say. He is a bruises. You kicked me. No, I didn't do at all. I don't know. You can easily say, I didn't do that. Because you didn't consciously do it. You know you wanted to do it. But you can say, I didn't do it. So, kartrutva bhava, jiske paas nahi hai. But, and we cannot remain without identifying with anything. So, better identify with the akarta. Identify with not the prakriti. If you identify with prakriti, then you become ahankari karta. Identify with Bhagavan who is akarta, anantascha atma vishwarupaha hi akarta, yada trayam vindate, yada, when trayam, trayam means these three, what are the three? త్రయం విందదే భోగ భోక్తృ భోగ అండ్ భోగ్య దీస్ త్రీ క్లియర్లీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ఆర్ ఈశ్వర జీవ అండ్ బ్రహ్మ క్లియర్లీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దాట్ ఈశ్వర అకర్త ఈశ్వర మాయా సహితకర్త జీవ అవిద్యా కారణాత్ కర్త బ్రహ్మ న కర్త ఇది విందతే బ్రహ్మ ఏతత్ హి రీచెస్ బ్రహ్మ హి అబ్టైన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ సో జీవ ప్రకృతి అండ్ ఈశ్వర్ అవన్నీ క్లియర్లీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దేర్ రోల్ ఈవెన్ దో బోత్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ అన్బార్న్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ అ కర్త ఎట్ ది జీవ బై హిస్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ he identifies with the prakriti and thinks that he is the karta suffers when he comes to know he releases so that is why this beautiful verse even though both are raja so this both are unborn is also accepted by the sankhyan system pradhana they call it as pradhana and purusha pradhana is prakriti nature See, like if you are sowing a seed in your backyard and it starts, some tree is started to grow, mango or whatever it is. So can you say, Maine kiya hai? This is me. You might have by mistake put a seed on that. But then, all that is happening is not your, you cannot take control credit for everything that is there. Because you know, your portion or your role is very minimal. And Bhagavan's role or the Prakriti's role is the maximum there. But yet, my backyard tree, my mango. And if I eat the mango, it's not tasty. You get upset. My mango, he said that it's not tasty. I'm mango. When did it become your mango? Yeah, you didn't do anything. Did you put inject this sugar in that? Or the taste in that? No, you didn't do anything. Even if it is tasty, you cannot take credit. If it is not tasty, you cannot take that credit, debit also, I mean, or the blame for that also. But we, because of our strong identification, how dare Swamiji say that the mango is sour? I don't think he has any taste. So how is my food, Swamiji? Bhagavan's food was very good. Why are you taking credit or anything? So you see, pradhana, that word is used in the next verse. Kshadam sharam pradhanam amrutaksharam harah.
Sharam.
Charatmana Vishateta Deva Ekah. Tasya Vidyana Dyojana Tatva Bhavat. Uyas Chante Vishwa Maya Nivrittihi. Sharam pradhanam amrutaksharam niharah sharatmana vishate deva ekah tasya vidyanat yojanat tatva bhavat oyas chante vishwamaya nivrittihi ksharam pradhanam pradhanam prakriti is ksharam Subject to change, decay, death. Akshara means to kshayam gachati ksharaha. That which is constantly changing. Constantly changing. You sent me today. No? Pite pite, what is that? What is that? Bhuya bhuya pite raho something in Sanskrit mita.
Patate. Bhutale.
Pite pitwa pitwa patati bhutale. Punar pitwa punarjanmane vidyate. What a wonderful Sanskrit word.
Sanskrit.
Pitva pitva bhutale patati. Drinking, drinking again, a person falls on the floor. Then getting up, punaha pitva punarjanmane vidyate. Getting up and drink, you don't have any punarjanma. It is written outside a jar bar in Sanskrit. So people think on Sanskrit, you know, it should be a Subhashita. Subhashita, okay. So pradhanam ksharam. Pradhana is kshara. According to Sankhyans, pradhana is both pradhana and purusha both are anadi. Bhagavan Krishna also mentions this. He's saying that all of them anadi, both pradhana and purusha. Sharam pradhanam, then amrutam amrutaksharam haraha. Haraha, the Lord, is amrita and aksharam. Immortal and unchanging. Shara atmanau. Sharascha atmascha. Shara atmano ishate. One who rules both of them, deva ekaha. The one is the same who controls both. Charas sarvani bhutani kutastokshara mucchate uttamam purushastu anyaha. Paramatma. So paramatma, devaha, here it is referred as devaha, is ekaha. So somebody sent me this. Pitva, pitva, puna, pitva, yavat patati. That is the verse here. Yavat patati bhutal. Pitva, pita, puna, pitva, yavat patati bhutale. Uttaya cha puna, pitva, punarjanma na vidyate. That is interesting. So here, Sharaha Prakriti, Aksharaha, your relative Akshara, relatively unchanging, is Purushaha. But Dona ka Ishwar kaun hai? Eka. See, this is where the Sankhyan miss out the point. They don't accept the concept of Ishwara. They say these two are independent entities. Purusha is independent of Prakriti. They come together and make this world, but they do not have a common point. Common aspect. They accept there is Prakriti, which is changing matter. They accept the Purusha as unchanging, but without the presence of Prakriti, Purusha cannot be known. Without the Purusha, Prakriti cannot do anything. So together, they constitute this world. But Bhagavan Krishna, what he said, that even though they are both are anadi, they are like the two hands of the same person, but the person is different from his hands. I have left hand, I have right hand. They both are doing things, but both are connected to me. So, kshara atmanau ishade deva ekaha. Both of them are governed by that one only. So, tasya abhidhyanat. Usko dhyan karne se. By doing meditation upon that very Lord, which is same, ruling both of them. Yojanat, second. By, first one is dhyanam. Dhyanam in the form of, as Guruji also writes there, dhyanam in the form of understanding the hand of the Lord in everything in the world. And a person who goes into the samadhi with this kind of understanding called Savikalpa Samadhi, where the Triputi is still present. Main dhyan kar raha hun, main dhyata hun. Aur dhyan ka yogya dhyay, dhyaya vastu Bhagavan hai, dhyaya. So, main dhyan aisa ek sadhan kar raha hun. So, dhyanam. So, dhyaya, dhyatra and dhyanam. So, in these three present, all of them distinctly, it's called Savikalpa Samadhi. When the dhyaya alone remains, dhyata merges with the dhyaya. The meditator merging with the meditated is what is known as nirvikalpa. Just like the river Ganges or Satluj or Sindhu or Kaveri or Brahmaputra or Narmada, whatever be it, when it is flowing towards the ocean, it is still maintaining identity. I am the one, the river flowing. I am the river. I am flowing towards the ocean. But when it reaches the ocean, flowing also stops. River also is disappeared. What remains is ocean. Nakini. Flowing is no more. It becomes standstill. So dhyana also ended. And who is the one who is doing the dhyanam? He also ended. Kya hai? Ocean. The same way, dhyana ka, but it's the end point is no dhyana. Dhyana ko bhi chodna hai. Because dhyata nahi hai. The meditator is absent. So long you don't sleep, you think that I want to sleep, I want to sleep, I want to sleep. Once you are in the sleep, there is no you who is attempting to sleep. That is called nirvikalpa. That is called yojanam. Yoga. Yoga is to unite. So, dhyanat, yojanat, and when does a person reaching the nirvikalpa samadhi, and he wakes up to the world again, that is called tattva bhava. This is called sahaja samadhi. Sahaja me uska samadhi hoga. There is no more attempt for him to do anything. See, again, Ramana Maharshi very beautifully puts in the second verse of Sadarshanam. A person who is afraid of death, whom should he go to? No. If I go to a doctor, he will say, soon. Not today, but soon. We'll make arrangements for that. Because he cannot stop. Mrityunjayam mrittu biyashritanam. Aham madir mrityum upaiti purvam. Mrityunjayam shivam. Mrityubhyashritanam. Mrityubhya, because of the fear of death. Ashritanam, the one who has taken to the shelter of Lord Shiva, the Lord of death. Then what happened? First thing Bhagavan kills is aham madir. Aham madir mrityum upaiti purvam. First death is, if you go to the Lord, first he will kill the ahankar, which causes that fear. Adaswabhava tamruteshu teshu. And when the ahankar is gone, what remains is your natural state of amrutatva. Adaswabhavat amruteshu teshu kadam punaham mrityu diyavakashah. Then there is where is the question of any more death knocking at your door? Or is there avakashah astiva? Because jiska maran hota hai, uska naam hai ahankar. With the physical body identification, the mind which is having strong idea of I is the one which is fearing death. If that is removed, then katam avakashah mrityudhya. So that is the beauty of this. So here in the next line we say, tasya abhidhyana dyojana tatva bhavat bhuyah cha antah vishva maya nivrittihi. Vishva maya nivrittihi. Complete elimination of the delusion that is creating the whole world of all the pluralities. Because by nature, one is of the nature of Amrutatva. So when I have fear of death, I cannot go to another person who also has a fear of death. You are afraid of death, where do I go? To another person who has similar fear. How does How does going to another person who is having the same fear will eliminate my fear? So whom should I go? Mrityunjayam eva. I can go only to the one who does not, who has conquered death. Similarly, dhyanam should be done on whom? Dhyanam should not be done for another person who is also subject to birth and death and all joys and sorrows. Tattasya abhimukhat, abhidhyanat. Dhyan karna hai aur uska yojanam. Because to yogya bhayo, yojana means there where an individual, just like dhyata and dhyaya, becomes one. That is what is called nirvikalpa. And then tattva bhava. Tattva bhava means where the individual no more, it is not such a person remains in samadhi all the time. He doesn't come out, no. He comes out and then he completely clearly sees that what I have been thinking as I am different from all this is not true. Nyatva devam sarva pasha pahani. Shinai kleshe janma mrityu prahani. Tasya vidyana tritiyam deha bede. Vishvaishcharyam kevala apta kamah. Yatva devam sarva pasha pahani. Kshinai kleshai janma mrityu prahani. Tasya vidyana tritiyam deha bede. Vishvaishvaryam kevala apta kamah. Kshinaihi sarva kleshaihi sarva pasha apahanihi. Kshinaihi, by weakening of all the kleshas, avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, pancha kleshas. By they becoming thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. See, avidya nivrittihi atma muktihi. Atyanta avidya nivritti eva moksha. But atyanta avidya nivritti cannot take place suddenly. Usko usko kshin hona hai. Becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. It is not suddenly you go and cut everything. It won't disappear like that. So, first of all, what is that which is feeding into it? That we need to slowly, slowly remove it. It's like if you want to really bring down a huge tree, by cutting just to the bottom of it, it won't, because it will have still the roots very well under the earth. You may not even see it. With the next rain, it will pick up the momentum and start again. So, kya karna hai? Dig a trench around completely around the tree. Okay? And in the trench, make sure that the roots are no more, because it can penetrate into a large area. So remove that. Make sure that the trench is deep enough that root is no more crossing over that trench. Right? And in that trench, pour the chemicals that will not allow the roots to grow. And then cut the top of the tree as much as you can. The fellow cannot survive anymore, because there is no provision for the water to come in. In the same way, like in the many of the old forts, when you go around the fort, which is the outermost portion of the city, they have a trench and filled with water and crocodiles. And they remove the bridge. The fellow cannot get in there. Nobody can get into that place. Even outside, inside people also cannot go out unless they put back the bridges or the planks to cross over. So when they thus remove the provision for anything to get in, after some time, the inside, the in this case of the cutting the or making a trench around the tree has no more supply of any more sustainable things. Sustenance is cut off. It will slowly, slowly, slowly lose its own ability to survive. कीमोथेरेपी करना है अहंकार का कीमोथेरेपी करना है मेक श्योर दैट इट डजंट सर्वाइव देयर सो अविद्या दैट इज कॉल्ड क्लेश क्षीण सो अविद्या का भी करना है राग द्वेष भी करना है वो अस्मिता का और अभिनय का सही भगवान कृष्ण ऐसे विषया विनिवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिनः रसवर्चम रसोभ्यस्य परम दृष्ट्वा निवर्तते when I have an inclination for a particular enjoyment when the object of enjoyment are no more available then that thought about that particular object to go after it will also come to an end slowly until next time the vishaya again available if somebody is smoking You take him to a place where there is smoking is banned, let us say. In Singapore, you go. Public smoking is not allowed. The moment that fellow gets into the flight also they won't allow you to smoke. He lands in airport in India, Chennai. Mera Bharat Hi Mahan. Because it allows me to do whatever I want to do. So, Vishayaha Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehinaha. When the things are turned away, the mind also does not have a provision to enjoy that. But Rasavarjam, but the taste for it will remain. This is undetected. It will remain there waiting for a chance. That will go only when the knowledge takes place. So, kshinaihi kleshaihi and sarva pasha apahanihi, all attachments slowly, slowly being destroyed and janma mrityu prahanihi, also the end of this continuous cycle of birth and death, when devam jnatva. Only by realizing the not the Brahman. Devam here, Devam Atmanam Yatva Sarva Pasha Mahprahamaha Sarva Pasha Pahanihi Shinehi Klesaihi Janma Mrityu Prahani. Because so long as the desire is there, the return coming back to this again birth, again death, etc., cannot be stopped. Even one desire is there, for that one has to come back. Like Jadabharata. One single attachment. He never had anything else until he had the dear, oh dear, dear, my dear, finished. So again he came and he realized I made a mistake here. So one mistake because of which Sita, same dear only. Dear, dear, oh my dear, gone, finished. One mistake she did. Why? Ram was not dear to you? No, my golden dear. Go and suffer for next few months. So, therefore, Kshinaihi Kleshaihi Janma Mrityu Apahupaha Prahani Prahashena Hanti Prahani. So, Shankaracharya says this first line refers to Jivan Mukti. Jivan api muktaha, Jivan muktaha. Even while living, he becomes free of all the different attachments as well as the further birth and death. But he says the second line is about krama mukti. Tasya abhidhyana tritiyam deha bede vishveshwaryam kevala aptakam. Abhidhyanat, by continuous meditation, tasya abhidhyanat, tritiyam. Tritiyam means the third. Third is what? Here, Tritiyam can be understood as one which is the fourth in what is considered as Chaturtham in Mandukya Upanishad. Here it is Tritiyam in the form of waking and dream, where the mind is there as one. Sleep is where the mind is as the mind is not there as a second stage, and where all the three are absent, only the Atman is there. That is called third. But when does he get Deha Bede? So Deha Badanat Urdvam, meaning Krama Mukti, after the fall of the body. So also known as Videha Mukti. It is not Jivan Mukti, Krama. Krama means after the death of the physical body, according to the one's actions performed, he may go to Brahma Loka, and there also he will enjoy the results of one's own actions. And then in that Brahma Loka, before Brahma finishes his tenure of 100 years, there will be Vedanta class. So everything will be taught only in Sanskrit. So better learn here only now. Why you go all the way there? And if you are not in Vedanta, Sanskrit nahi malum hai. Again, you have to learn Rama, 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 all that is started. And then you will be taught Brahma Jnanam. So, Deha Bede, what does he gain as the Mukti there? Vishwa Aishwaryam. Vishwa Aishwaryam means the Brahma Bhava, which is known as the state of Virat. Virat Bhavam Apnodi. Vishwa Aishwaryam. Vishwameva Yasya Aishwaryam. Vishwa Aishwaryam. One who gets the lordship over the entire universe. Meaning, one becomes the owner of the entire universe. Vishwaishwaryam. Kevala aptakamaha, meaning kamat muktaha. Aptakama means one who has fulfilled all desires. So that, according to Shankaracharya, it is krama mukti, the second line. So this can be as our Guruji also writes there as the possible interpretation. One is the possibility of the tritiyam may refers to, with, if you don't take the as a first line referring to Jivan Mukti, third line, second line referring to Krama Mukti, it means the Tritiyam, I mean, sorry, the one which is talked about here as Deha Beda, which means that Samadhi. But if you take that as mentioned by Shankaracharya, then it will be first one is the Jivan Mukti, where a person remains unaffected by all the bondages, free of the birth and death. The second one is after the fall of the body, one reaches that. So that is how the third verse here, and the next verse also we read here. Etajneyam nityamevatma samstam.
Etajneyam nityamevatma samstam.
Nata param veditauhyam hi kinchit. Bhokta bhogyam preritaram cha matva. Sarvam proktam trividam brahma metad. Etatnyeyam nityamevatma samstam. Nata param veditauyam hi kinchit. Bhokta bhogyam preritaram cha matva sarvam proktam trividam brahma vedat. Etat jneyam, this is to be known. So it is not something which we can make it as an option. Janna hai, nahi janna hai. Jananiya hai. Janna hi hoga. उसका कोई चॉइस नहीं है. नान्य पंथा विमुक्त ये एवरीथिंग एल्स वी कैन नो, वी नीड नॉट नो, वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू बी अफेक्टेड बाय दैट. डू यू नो रशियन? नो, आई एम वेरी मिजरेबल, आई डोंट नो रशियन. नो, आई एम नॉट मिजरेबल बिकॉज आई डोंट नो अ पर्टिकुलर लैंग्वेज और अ स्किल और दिस एंड दैट. आई डोंट नो दैट पर्सन, इट डजंट मैटर. द That doesn't end, that doesn't cause misery to you unless you give a lot of value for that. Swamiji, do you know cooking? No. So do you don't feel bad about it? No. If I know cooking, I'll feel bad about it. Why? Because everybody has to suffer then. What I don't know, I'm not suffering on that. But that which you do not know, you will suffer the most. खुद को मैं नहीं जानना जानता हूं. सो दैट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द यू नो अविद्या. सो ज्ञेयम् भगवान से ज्ञेयम् यत्तत् प्रवक्षात्मि यज्ञात्वा मोक्षसे अशुभात्. इन फ्रॉम ऑल द अशुभ इन ऑस्पिशियसनेस यू बिकम फ्री. एतत् ज्ञेयम् विच इज व्हाट नित्यम् एव. Nityam eva jnayam. You can put that way also, which is always to be known. What is that? Atma samstam is there in you only. Aapki paas hi hai. Na atap param veditavyam. There is nothing else that is subject to be known. Kinchit na paraha veditavyam. Other than that, there is nothing more to be known. Yajnyatva sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Upanishad says, having known, everything is known. What is that? Bhokta bhogyam preritaram chamatva. Bhokta hi vahi hai. Bhogyam to vahi hai. Preritaram means one who prompts you to go towards the bhogya. Wo bhi yahi hai. Bhokta bhogyam preritaram chamatva. Sarvam proktam. Whatever has been declared, trividam, which is of the three kinds. What is that? Bhokta, Bhogya, and Bhoga. All the three are Brahma Eva. It's nothing but that alone. This way one who comes to know, we'll see more of it in the next session, and we'll complete by next tomorrow to complete this chapter. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Akashchit Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah, Harihi Om.
Just a couple of announcements tomorrow.